It's my pleasure and honor to introduce a member of our board of directors, a member of this illustrious panel, and someone who really is the inspiration behind these Sadal Health Lecture presentations in this format, and that is Dr. Rohini Kanaganti.
This is about food, of course, so I'll offer you something to drink if you wish. So today we were supposed to have on this panel Diane Renz, who is a psychotherapist who was going to do our mindfulness piece. She had a medical emergency and was unable to be here, but she is in the hospital still. And she kept requesting that I bring Santa Cruz Limeade to her. So in her honor, I brought some here for our speakers as well. Or you can have coconut water, good stuff. So thank you all for coming. I'm so appreciative to the Grillo. They're truly altruistic, kind of a combination between Santa's elves and Blanche DuBois. You know, we rely on the kindness of strangers. So thank you for being here. This is my intention behind these panels was really to get groups of innovative thinkers together to present ideas and really have that open to the community to ask questions about it, because my deepest intention is to increase well-being in our community and have information come to you that is really reliable. So thank you again. So you may all actually think, based on what I just said, that you're here to hear about a variety of very interesting diets. And instead, what I want to fess up and say, this is a social experiment, and that we're really observing to see what people do when they're thoroughly confused. So I want to introduce our speakers to you. Jenny Epstein will go first, and she is a wonderful psychotherapist whose psychotherapy practice is called Blue Heron Healing Arts. She leads a group called How We Eat. She is an adjunct faculty at Naropa, and we're very, very lucky to have her, and she's a very dear friend of mine as well, and she's the reason that I got involved with the Grillo to start with. I also have Eric Zacharias, who will go after her, talking about the Mediterranean diet. Eric recently had a book published called The Mediterranean Diet. He is the Department of Internal Medicine chair at Boulder Medical Center, and he is also on the faculty of the University of Colorado School of Medicine. We're incredibly honored to have him, and I went to look at his book on Amazon, and it has 5-star reviews, so I might order it. We also have another very dear friend of mine, Dave Johnson, in town. He actually came from Michigan to do this. He was for a while considering moving to Boulder and recently decided to stay in Michigan. Dave has been an amazing cardiologist for many, many years and decided that that his spiritual growth and what he offered in that holistic well-being way to patients was more important to him. So he's gone through extensive training as a holistic physician and is an integrative cardiologist. So I'm so pleased to have him. He recently, I think back in March, did a local TED lecture series in Michigan, and it's on YouTube, and it's called Eat More Plants. So he's going to be talking about the China diet. I've got John Oro, and the reason that I met John was because I think it was back in April, I went to a neuromedicine conference in Denver, and up comes this neurosurgeon who is the head of that whole operation, the director of the neurosurgery center, and who's one of the nationally, he is a the nationally known expert for Chiari 1 malformation of the brain, and who's also written a book about the Chiari malformation, who was talking about in his presentation about how he felt that dementia, the many different kinds of dementia, were really based in inflammatory changes in the body and in the brain, and then launches into talking about the paleo diet, and my mouth just dropped open. So I've been tickled since then to bring all of these thinkers together to discuss this. And I'm going to be, I'm a curious and playful family physician who's holistic in nature, and I'm going to be talking about the Ayurvedic diet. That is, Ayurveda has been a part of my thinking, of my being, and my practice for quite a while. So with that introduction, I will turn it over to Jenny.